What's up, man?
Yo, it's good.
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. Just trying to get some stuff done, you know?
I feel you. I saw you were killing Trader Joe's game. Killing it.
I mean, that picture didn't even do it justice because when I went to trade, like when I went up to the counter, like a lot of that stuff was already out of the cart.
Oh, okay.
So there's like a lot more there than was actually in the photo.
Just crushing that Trader Joe's game.
Well, I mean, here is my strategy. I'm not trying to go there again until hopefully all this stuff subsides.
Why is there a pandemic? What's going on?
Well, you know.
Is there a national health emergency I don't know about?
Well, you know,
Huh.
I don't know if you if you're aware, but
I just thought a lot of people worked from home. Like I'm out on the road all day. The traffic was light. I just thought, I don't know, I thought I hit the lottery a couple times or
That's
the last
funny.
weeks.
Yeah, that's funny.
Hey, yo.
This is the Hair of the Blood presents the Rabbit Hole podcast. Pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail, swag. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy. With me, as always, is Bobby at RHits817. Those are our social media handles.
Yes, they are.
You know, give us a like, follow, comment, whatever you want to do.
Sure.
And also follow at Hair of the Blog as well. Today is it's Thursday. It's Thursday, May 7th. It's a beautiful Thursday.
It is.
It's a very, very nice day in the New Jersey, New York, East Coast area.
Get it while you can get it. It may
yeah.
snow on Saturday.
I heard. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I was actually just like while we were talking, I was just kind of scrolling through like the Twitter to see what was relevant today. And yeah, definitely like, you know, a couple different weather sites that I follow because, you know, I'm old and a nerd and want to make sure, you know, what the weather is going to be. And yeah, we could definitely see a dusting as far south as us. Apparently it's going to, if you're taking a look at the map and you see where all the Great Lakes are clustered, it's going to be pretty much coming down from that way. So more likely than not, it's not going to really hit us, but... yeah, so for last week, it's 80 degrees on Saturday. We do the Instagram Live outside. I was outside.
Right.
Chilling, having a cigar, enjoying life, finally getting towards springtime. Like, everything was fantastic. And this Saturday, bam. Dusting of snow. Okay. Okay. No problem. I'm checking off apocalypse bingo. That's it.
Yeah,
We're getting close. Not for nothing, dude. Murder Hornets came real. That hit like up, that hit down. I got four squares. Like, I'm getting ready to scream apocalypse bingo soon.
Couple of things.
Yes, sir.
One, thank you for the weather commentary.
I got you.
But,
I got you.
And here's our Antenna 17 with the weather. You're going to rain.
Everybody wants this puppy?
Yeah. The murder hornet thing is something that is like, they don't look like, they look man-made. They don't look like something that came from nature. I'm just saying, I'm assuming that they are from nature because, you know, it's just, you know, circle of life, I guess, but. I saw a video of these things just like destroying like a community of bees.
Yeah.
And it's wild because first off, they're like giant. And they just kill all these bees and like eat the heads.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then even when you see them, dude, I'm telling you, I saw these things. I saw this video. I was like, this looks like some CGI. Like what movie am I watching right now? It's like, no, that's actually happening somewhere. Like, excuse me?
it looked like a bad 80s movie, like Godzilla was gonna fight him next.
I'm like, wait a minute, that thing on the screen, that's really it looks like, you know what it looks like? It looks like the Charlotte Hornet logo in just real life.
Just going off.
Yeah, in real life, except it doesn't have a smile on its face. Right. It's just killing other bees. It's crazy.
Now, I mean, who is part owner of the Charlotte Hornets? Michael Jordan. I'm telling you.
Think Michael Jordan has something to do with the murder hornets?
No, according to most people that I've read, apparently it's all the agents' fault. So, you know, sorry.
We're blaming. Although, you know, have they officially retracted the fact that the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic, did not actually start in China? Apparently, it originated in Europe. Has that already been known? No.
I think everyone pretty much just said, you know, we'll just stick with the agents.
Because that's what they said happened. They said that the cases were in Europe, and then the people that were in Europe went to China, and then, you know, one thing leads to another, and here we are.
Did you see the video floating around? That plandemic? The one with the one woman who apparently has gotten death threats.
I've heard a little tidbits here and there about it, yeah.
Yeah, apparently it came out of a Wuhan lab. I didn't see the whole thing, but that's the basic gist of it. Apparently, there's a ton of conspiracy theory stuff to it, which is not really stuff that I get down with very often.
Right.
It's not. That is not a rabbit hole worth going down.
I'm okay about talking about it like lightly, and then we can definitely switch gears. Talk about something a little more. It could be COVID related, but just, you know,
If you want to file this under COVID related and also lighthearted, third episode in the books of Too Hot to Handle. Done.
Okay, so
still feel dumber. Now, here's the thing. And this is something that maybe, like, as we've gotten older, or maybe, and I don't want to put words in your mouth. Well, I don't know if I can form a lasting bonding relationship with you. I'm like, you've known them 2 days. And half the time, the guy's got a big orange pillow over his penis because apparently Too Hot to Handle could also be too hot for TV.
Right.
So I don't really quite understand, like, why you're completely surprised at the fact that, you know what, in 2 days you couldn't get the guy's walls down because his girlfriend cheated on him with his best friend. I'm aghast. I had no idea that was impossible. I would have figured within 2 days, bam. Now, with that being said, there is a part of it that says that there has to be a game show that makes you think you're going on this to learn about your emotional self. But at the same time, they let you just like bang wherever you want. I want to watch that show. So like, think of the complete opposite premise of this show, but with like more banging.
I mean, that's essentially like, you know, like the bat. Well, no, but I'm talking about like, you know, show where like people go to an island. I mean, that's like, you know, Temptation Island, or, you know, it's that show
I
already
wondered
exists.
That.
Yeah, that show already exists.
I guess that's true. You know, I unfortunately, I don't find these people to have a ton of higher being, I guess, if you will. So I just don't understand like what they hope to have come out of this. And again, I'm only 3 episodes in. I still have at least 2/3, if not 3/4 of these episodes left, and I'll have another one down by Saturday when we Instagram live. Okay. Totally cool.
Okay.
But like, at the same time, it's like, well, we're gonna do a bondage trust game, and I'm like, one, a lot of you are real good at knots. what kind of stuff do you guys do in, what is it, UK, New Zealand, Australia, Ireland? Like that's where the majority of the countries are. Like, right?
Yeah.
The one dude from Jersey is just like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Like, we don't do this here. I'm sorry.
That's funny.
But I just, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm still somewhat captivated by it. I still sit there and watch the episode and, you know, everything like that. But I'm just like, I don't really see you getting much out of this. Like, I just want to watch more girls kiss now.
Now you're seeing, like, you're seeing the rule breaks and you're seeing, like, you know, how much it costs and the whole thing, and, you know, figuring, you're now starting to get an idea of, it's like, oh man, if they do this, I mean, it's going to be a lot of money if they take it a step further, you know.
I'm more looking forward to that than I am to see what type of emotional growth these people come up with.
You're rooting for them to fail. to some degree.
I guess. Wow, is it really? Like, am I that jaded person now? You know what I mean?
I feel like there's always a part, and there's always that part of I think of everybody when you're watching something, especially mm-hmm. some level of competition or game show. As much as you're rooting for the person, there's that little part of you that's always like, what if they get this? It's like, yo, what if they get this question wrong? They're gonna lose all their money. You know how many times you watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And like, they get to that, like, you know, I feel like I've only seen one person ever get to $1 million question, like that mm-hmm. I can actually remember. But then I feel like there's always been so many times where people, you know what? A better example, not necessarily Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Deal or No Deal. That's the one where you want to talk about.
Yes. Yes.
You want to talk about people just taking it one step too far. It's like you have $150,000.
Right.
And they offer you, like, you know, $275,000. Take the money.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're in a beautiful scenario where, like, there's nothing but low amounts on the board. And no, I'm sorry, not low amounts on the board, where it's like all high amounts and you can only walk, like, if there's wiggle room for you to ask for more money, by all means, do it.
Right.
But if you're in a scenario where you're getting offered like $275,000 and you don't know what, if your case has a dollar in it or if it has $1 million, you know what? Chalk it up as a loss. Take the deal. Because then every time, I feel like 75% of the time, they take that next case, and guess what? It's like dollars. It's like the $1 million case.
And your next offer is like $6.
Yeah. And it's just like, you should have took the money when you had the chance. Like, why did you think, really? I mean, like, look, and you know what? This goes into you know, what we talked about with Too Hot to Handle. You mm-hmm. came there with nothing.
Right.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, you have, like, a great story to tell. It's like, oh, man, I went on Deal or No Deal. It's like, yeah, how'd you do? I didn't win any money. They're like, what? I was like, yeah. But it was a great experience. It's like, yeah, but you didn't win any money. You know? You won a dollar.
I like where your head's at. I like where your head's at in that sense. Because usually, for me, it's like, you got to risk it for the biscuit. And I like biscuits. So, like, why not? You know what I mean? Biscuits. Like, right? Exactly. So... okay, yeah, but you know what? No, you're right. You also can't go broke by always taking a profit.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like, you're right. Like, if it's down to, like, $5 or $1 million and you have a $300,000 offer, you know what? Take the $300,000.
Yeah. Because, I mean, at this point now, it's just like, you know what? Like, you know, as much as, you know, living on the edge is great and, you know, he's like, no, I'm going all the way. Like this isn't like the movies. This isn't television. Even though it's technically mm-hmm. a television show, you know, in this scenario, right. It's supposed to be real life. You know, so I mean, that's just the way I look at it. But I mean, there's still more. I mean, I know you're treading along, watching the show. So you're episode 3. So you got episode 4. So you got 4 left.
Oh, there's only 8 episodes? Sometimes I thought there was 11.
No. There's 8 episodes.
Oh, so I'm almost at the emotional arc of this whole damn thing. They got a lot of catching up to do. Or I need to start seeing a lot more stuff that's costing people money.
I'm not going to say that you are or that you're not.
Okay. Let me ask you this, by the way, too. And I can't think of the actor's name, and I can't think of the character's name. But the one guy in the show, Kells or whatever his name is, the Jack Black dude.
Yeah.
Does he not kind of remind does he just not remind you of the one guy from Black Panther?
Which what? Which guy? Like the? Are you talking about? I think
that he does. He reminds me of. I can't think of the guy.
Wow, that's crazy! Right, I got a phone call, and I was able to answer it, and this thing is still going. So I'm gonna say, I guess Anchor really, you know, stepped up their equipment here. Because I remember back in the day, okay. I remember back in the day, I think you get a phone call and the thing would just stop. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I think we've done. I think we did a podcast when that happened.
It was crazy. But
mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what you need to do. Ooh.
What's that?
What's today? Today is what, the 7th?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to just double check to make sure how many episodes is too odd to handle. Yes, there are 8 episodes. The reunion, okay. Episode 9,
mm-hmm.
tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It is available tomorrow. Well, I'm not saying you're
gonna, I can catch up on it.
If you feel inspired, by all means, go for it. I understand, you know, we got lives. But you have an additional episode, which means I actually have an additional episode to watch now. You didn't see how everything panned out because you know, watching the show, you know, obviously the one, you know, I know because you didn't see everything yet, so I don't want to spoil it for you. So I'm not gonna go into.
So we might be able to, if the weather's really gonna suck on Saturday and that takes out some of the things that I was planning to do, I might have some thoughts.
Just binge it. Just binge it all the way till Saturday.
And then we'll just spill guts on Saturday.
I was gonna say, you're not gonna have any brain cells left after that.
You know what? Like, that's the thing. I can regenerate them throughout my week where it doesn't get to be where I'm like, oh man, like, I feel dumb. I feel like I've genuinely lost brain cells. Now it's like, okay, that was kind of dumb for a little while, but it was like fun dumb,
right?
I guess. One, by the way, I had no idea there was a host. I thought the host was Lana.
Well, yeah, they have that person that's like, you know, like the announcer. They have the announcer, and then Lana is like, you know, the she's like, I guess, like the voice of reason.
Whole scene.
Lana, right. Anal, okay. Spelled backwards. Still can't believe that that's where the name originates from. It's out of control.
Yeah, it's like Naomi, but I'm on.
Yeah, but I mean, at least that one has a little more of a, like, oh, that's funny. This one's just like, wow, that's just like, that's how we're doing it, Netflix? You know?
There's a part of me now that wonders, like, how many people named Lana went back and are like, oh,
yeah.
Fuck. Like, oh.
I mean, like, I think of, like, I don't know if this is her actual name, but, you know, Lana, I think of Lana Del Rey. The artist.
Sure, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The musician.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know if that's her actual name or if that's or a variation of her name. You know what I mean? It's just
so it could be Anal Del Rey.
That is that's awful. That is awful. But
I'd feel like that shit out there in the world for a couple seconds before I say, all right, I take it back.
And actually, Lana Del Rey is not her actual name. I didn't think the Del Rey would be part of it, but I was like, you know, sometimes like. It's a variation of your actual name. You just kind of like jumble the letters up, and you know, and there you go. Elizabeth Woolridge Grant.
That's not close.
That's like the.
Okay, so they just went completely off the other side of just whatever they made up, and you know what that is, man? That is actually one of those dumb Facebook games now, where it's like. Age, birthday, and social security number. Lana Del Rey. Yeah. There it is.
It's like the street.
You know what I mean?
The street that you grew up on, your first pet, and you know.
Yeah, right. Your favorite. Your favorite.
The color of your underwear.
Okay.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Lana Del Rey.
Anal.
Elizabeth Woolridge Grant. That is the whitest sounding name I think I've ever heard in my life. No wonder you changed it to Lana Del Rey.
I was gonna say not for nothing. Is she English?
I mean, I didn't go into too much detail. I just kind of did a quick little wiki. You know, you just put it in the phone and see what pops up. In terms of her background and ethnicity, born in New York, raised in upstate New York. I mean,
Okay. Yeah. All right. So there's no rhyme or reason at this point.
Though. Yeah. Roman Catholic, okay. Scottish descent. Yeah, that's like, you know, and you grew up in, you know, upstate New York. That's like, you think that's white? It's like whiter. You know what I mean? Like, it's mm-hmm. like.
It's so white, they're getting snow in May.
Yeah,
outside.
It's white, like, forget about white on rice. This is American Psycho, where he's just pulling out the business cards and they're all like different shades of white. Like, it's. You know,
we gonna get happy. I've never seen American Psycho.
Okay, we'll let that. For all of you that don't know, there's a lot of times where a movie reference that usually I'll pop up a movie reference and. I feel like more times than not, Bobby's never seen the movie. But we're going to let this one slide today. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
I'm in a good mood.
I'm in a good mood.
Speaking of... Mm-hmm. Speaking of white, like, you know, white and really white.
Okay.
Because, you know, we're talking about the pop culture stuff. At Hair of the Blog. Sure. At Kevin K. Diddy. At Our Hates 817. Mm-hmm. Rabbit Hole Podcast. Santee, California. It's kind of around San Diego. Yeah, I'm not going there.
What happened there?
That is.
Is that where that guy? Is that where that guy got killed during a live stream?
No. That's something else. You know. Obviously, mm-hmm. with you know the reality that we live in now. You know, the new normal is if you go outside and you go into a public, you know, like a store, restaurant, everybody has to have a face covering, correct? You have to have a mask. You have to have correct. A bandana, whatever it is. Some level of face covering is required when you go into pretty much into the public, into a store.
Sure.
Grocery store.
Right. Okay.
Work. Essential business.
What does Santee, California do?
So the guy decided.
Are they wearing black? Are they wearing blackface masks?
No, but you're on the right track.
We're getting warmer. Unfortunately,
a guy comes in there with a KKK hood into this grocery store.
Oh, okay. I did see that. I didn't know where it was. Vons.
I guess that's a chain of supermarket that's out there. Vons Supermarket. Guys walking around Vons Supermarket with a KKK hood, mm-hmm. and you know. He's just walking around just like, well, they said I need a face covering. So, you know, here, this is mine. I don't know if he said that. That's just what I would assume he would say just to be smug.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I'm working at that supermarket and I see this guy just walking, I'm like, yeah, I'm going on my break. You know, I'm out. I see that. I'm like, yo, I'm out. What is this? I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You're walking around here with a Ku Klux Klan hood on in public during the day to buy fucking groceries.
You know what really sucks? I'm not surprised.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like, is he really one or is he trying to be funny? Because I know yeah, a handful of people not pull something to this level, but I know some people, mm-hmm. you know, and I think we're friends with probably some of these people where they may wear a shirt that's, sure. you know, that's somewhat offensive. Maybe not necessarily to, you know, it could be offensive to everybody, but it's like the shirt is, you know, angled at one particular group of people. you know, okay. like just, you know, random articles of clothing, yeah. things like that. I don't want to go into too specifics, sure. you know, but I mean, I feel like sometimes people just do stuff like this, obviously for shock value, because they think it's funny.
Then I should be able to punch you in the face. Here's your shock yeah. value.
Because they think it's funny.
Like, congratulations, like, mission accomplished. I just got the question. Yeah,
because people think it's funny. Because, you know, they want to get a shock about it. And then see if that's, like, you know, honestly, if that's, like, you know, it's just, like, or that's just the way I honestly feel, and this is what I'm going to do. Now, to my knowledge, from what I understand, where he did this it's outside San Diego. Santee, California, which some people have deemed the nickname Clanty, California, because apparently there's a lot of white supremacist skinhead type of activities and dealings that happen in this city, apparently, which is, you know, some people are, you know, shocked by it, and then there's some people are like, yeah, this is that city where, like, people just do shit like this. I'm like, this is the supermarket from American History X. I was like,
yeah, I mean?
I was like, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I wonder if that's still, you know, that movie came out in, like, early 2000s. I was like, oh, I wonder. Yeah, it's still there. You know, just like, yeah. it's like, yeah, it's still there. Maybe okay. changing the, maybe sure. they're not trashing the place, but, you know, it's like, yeah, no, we still got dealings going on with that. But, you know, the guy, honestly, you know what's funny? The guy went up to the counter, paid for his stuff, and then he took the mask off. And then he left. I'm like, what is... And they told...
So he's not even... So he's not even wearing the face covering the whole time.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, what are you doing? What are you doing, man? And it's just... Because mm-hmm. they told him that he can't wear that because, obviously, it's offensive, you know? And his stance was, well, this is my face covering. And then he gets to the counter, he takes it off. It's like, well, what, like, really? Just, I know.
Now, from what you've told me about the reputation that area has, I guess I'm not surprised. Unfortunately, I'm not really surprised in general, because just it's just dumb. It's just stupid, whether it's for quote-unquote laughs, I guess, or whether it's your actual belief.
I know.
Miss me with all of that. Like that.
Yeah. Like,
there's only so much of an exasperating face I can make.
Yeah, it's just like I see that. I'm just like, I'd laugh out of uncomfortability. I'd just be like, oh my god, yeah. I'm getting the fuck out of here. This guy's gonna fucking kill me.
You know what?
This
is why
we're out of here.
We're gonna go to show you.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
On a lighter note, though, on a lighter note,
yes,
because obviously, you know, that's just like the one extreme story that I've been, you know, some of the things that, you know, you see on like Twitter and on Facebook and Instagram. And I feel as though, you know, now we're like, you know, everything really kind of popped off, you know, at least for us was like March 12th. It's now May 7th. Mm-hmm. You know, flatten the curve, you know, all that, you know, stay home. I mean, the stuff is working. I mean, actually, I looked at the statistic thing today, you know, and it's definitely lower. It's almost looking at it. It's almost as low. This is for our specific area where we live. It almost looks as low as when it started. It's gotten to that point. It's awesome. And even now I definitely see a lot more people wearing masks than I did before. Because I feel like a lot of times you see people, some of them wearing masks and some of them are not. Now I feel like, at least, you know, when I'm driving around, I'm actually seeing a lot more masks being worn by people.
And that's the thing, too, because technically you don't have to wear them when you're out. You have to wear them before, if you're going to go in anywhere.
Right.
So to see people wearing them when they're out, yes. I still don't think you need to wear one while you're actually physically driving by yourself.
No, you don't. I mean, they say you don't have to. I mean, the only thing, obviously, too, like, depending on what type of mask you have, sometimes people put it on, they feel, like, uncomfortable. So they tell you to, like, wear it for a little bit just to kind of get used to, you know, breathing in it and, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
See, like, for me, I tend to use the bandanas.
Right.
So, like, I'll, if I'm making like two or three stops within like a 2 or 3 minute drive of each other, I'm just gonna keep it on the whole time. And then I'll take it, and then I'll take it off if I have a longer drive of like, you know, 10, 15 minutes.
When I do my Dash deliveries, if I pick up something and it's like, oh, you'll be there in 2 minutes, yeah, I just keep it on. You know what I mean? Yeah, but I have,
right, like, it's almost more annoying to do it the other
but way. But I have now where, like, it's a it's like a cloth style mask that goes, that wraps around the ears, and I can just like pull mm-hmm, it. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not like a PPE mask, but it's that same style of mask, and then okay. I just like pull it down, so it's kind of like on my chin. You know, it looks like I have an additional yep. chin strap. So, and then I just like mm-hmm. pull it up and you know, wear it when I have to go out in public. But it's just so funny because people wearing the masks and everything, it's like people just want everything to just, like, people just want to go out. And it's like, whatever you tell them to do, people are actually doing it now. It's like, don't tell me what to do. I'm not mm-hmm. going to wear this. I was like, people now are at a point now where they're like, tell me what I have to do so I can go, like, do this. And it's like, all right, wear this mask. All right, fine. It reminds me of, like, this... Jerry Seinfeld had this stand-up. It came out in, like, mm-hmm. 98. It came out, like, right after a show. Okay. After the show ended. And it was talking about, you know, like, kids. And, like, kids love candy. It's like... It's just something that's just, like... Mm-hmm. You know, I'm paraphrasing the sketch, but it's like, kids love candy. It's like, everything they say is like, all kids are trying to do is just... have candy and get more candy. It's like, don't take candy from strangers. You know what I mean? It's just everything. It's like candy, 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 candy. And then Halloween comes around and it's like, wait a minute. People are just giving you candy? It's like, you just go to somebody's house, they just give you candy? You know, like kids mm-hmm. are trying to wrap their head around like the idea of Halloween. It's like, well, how do I do this? What do we do? And it's just like, they pull out like a weird, like, you know, these like plastic costumes with a plastic mask with like the rubber band or whatever like that. You know, parent pulls out that, you mm-hmm. know, that, you know, that first like costume you get as a little kid. And you know, kid looks at it. And he's sure. like, I could wear that. You know, I could wear that.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's where right. people are at right now. Where it's like, all right, I got to go outside. But mm-hmm. yeah, but you got to wear this. It's like, all right, I could wear that. Give it to me. But you got to put these on. Sure, that's fine. But you got to wear it too. Okay, give it to me. I just want to go outside.
Right.
Now everybody just wants to yeah. be outside. Nobody wants to be outside before all this happened. Now everybody's like, jonesing to go outside.
I've used this, and I'm sure I probably used it on this podcast or on our Instagram Live or whatever, but like, when this first happened, there was that meme that came out, and they were like, now I finally understand why a dog wants to run out the front door the moment it's open.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like, it's just, like... Oh my god! And you want to like freak out and go and run around. And there's a part of me that says I wonder how many people are going to actually continue this level of lifestyle. How many people am I going to still see riding their bikes or going for a run or trying to like better themselves, you know, health wise or whatever it is. And then there's a part of me that wonders like, well, okay, I can do it now, so now I don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that mental mind game. Just like, you know, you want to, you mm-hmm. know, you want to do something. As soon as they tell you can't do it, now you want to do it. You know, mm-hmm. it's just that, you know, it's that reverse psychology. It's just like, hey, it's like, you yep. can't go outside. Now everybody wants to go outside. Everybody wanted to go outside before. Now everybody wants to do it.
Right.
You know.
And it just fucks with everybody. Yeah. All at the same time.
I mean, so. I, you know, now it's just like, I go out for just like, you know what? I'll go to the store, do my thing, do my deliveries, and then I come home, you know, and just try to.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not trying to go, although, I'm not gonna lie, although I did, you know, there was Cinco de Mayo was 2 days ago. And I did meet up with a couple of friends. We kept it within 10 people for the most part. And
okay.
we all kept our distance. Nobody really touched each other. But you know, we had a couple of drinks, we had a couple margaritas and some shots of tequila and, you know, celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Now, I know Fauci and, you know, Cuomo probably not too happy about that. But my understanding of this is, is that the people that I've done this with, the people that I do this with are essentially like, it's like the equivalent of like when you see a family of six just walking out in public together. It's that's the way I equate it. It's people who I worked with, people who I've seen from the beginning of this to, I guess, where we are now, the middle, you know, knock on wood. And obviously, I make sure that I'm careful when, you know, I go see these people. And I don't see these people that much, you know, to, you know, as my friends. It's Kat and Kayla. They had some people from, you know, the restaurant that... The restaurant that's closed right now, and they had a couple people over, and we all, you know, we sat, and, you know, we all talked and just caught up, and, you know, and then that was it. And it was a good time, and knock on wood, I feel like everybody, you know, didn't hear anything crazy the next day, like, oh my God, such and such is sick, you know, this person's sick, or blah, blah, blah. I mean, I feel like all the people that are involved, the people that we've all been very careful in what we do. And, you know, and it's funny because every time it's like, all right, maybe I'll go by there. It's like, has it been 2 weeks yet? Okay. I'll go see them. I'll go check them out. See how they're doing. But yeah, so, you know, did that just kind of like making sure everybody also too. It's like, oh, you're good. Okay, good. Because there's people who I didn't see for a while and you didn't hear from. And there's those random people where it's like, damn, I don't have that person's number. I should have, you know, hope they're all right. You know, so, you know, it was catch up. And, you know, it was fun.
Did you have tacos or some type of Mexican eats or Spanish eats besides the
tequila? Like two tacos. Yeah,
okay.
So,
there you go. There you go.
And it was just, you know, it was well.
And just... Good. Now, if you can figure out a way to do it in some with some level... Of distancing, but still, because no person is an island unto himself. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, if you trust in the fact that the people you decide to socially distance with, but still within a close enough proximity where you can, you know, feel like you're still simulating being, for lack of a better term, I guess, next to that person per se, just a little bit further distance away. Why, you know, like, why not? You know, it's not like you're going from there to the nursing home. You know what I mean? And like, you know, slapping a high five with every single one of the old people. You're going back to your house to probably, or you're going back to your apartment to probably sit in your apartment by yourself for the next week.
Yeah.
Outside of, you know, doing some deliveries or something like that. So, like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, again, it's not like you or those other people are from there going over and like, hey, let me just go tongue kiss some old people. Like, let's just see what happens until... And whatever else, like that to me, for the most part, is what really I think a good portion of this social distancing has come down to. Like, we've all taken our little end arounds and loopholes and things like that. Like, you know, even if it was something as simple as just like, you know, the drive-bys for people's birthdays, where like, you know, yeah, you're halfway up the driveway and they're in their car. You're not per se completely distanced from that person, but it still gives you that feeling of community. Like, I think that's cool, though. You know, like, and you got a little bit of tequila out of it. That's always good on a single. Again, like, it's funny because I haven't gone to him in 4 or 5 years just because of work and everything else like that or whatever. But, like, could you imagine what Guac Off would have been like this year on a Taco Tuesday?
On a Taco Tuesday. Well, here's the thing about the Guac Off. And the Guac Off that Bobby and I speak of, Camino and Rich always do a guacamole competition every year. Annual competition. Now, the thing about the Guac Off is that they usually do it the Friday before Cinco de Mayo. So Cinco de Mayo happens to fall in midweek. They tend to usually go the Friday before. Now, what they've been doing lately is they've been doing it on the actual day of Cinco de Mayo. So they did it. They have been doing it midweek now if it falls on like a Tuesday or Wednesday. So chances are they probably would have done it. And they were going to come to New York. Apparently they're going to get Martha Stewart. Yeah.
Stop.
And everything got shut down because of COVID.
That sucks. Well, not nothing. They were going to do the Dubrow. They were going to do the DBC in Vegas.
Which, I mean, I don't know how.
You could still do it. It's just going to be a lot later. Like, DBC will now be like, you know, November.
But it's okay. It's in Vegas. You know what I mean? It'll still be pretty warm. You know.
Oh no! Yeah. I don't. I mean, outside of like what, maybe January and February. That November is like a really nice fall night for out there. You know, you figure 70 degrees during the day, 50 degrees at night, so you can put the blazer on.
Right.
Man, none of that sounds horrible.
But yeah,
you know, it's just a matter of what the hell's gonna be open.
Yeah. But I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. And I mean, I feel like hopefully, I mean, it was funny because I think when this all first like happened, we were talking about that, you know, everything's gonna open back up Cinco de Mayo, and you know, unfortunately, that wasn't necessarily the case.
I think right now, the next big thing in terms of a landmark time for when everything's opening back up, 4th of July.
That's the rumored date of MLB.
That's a rumored date of a lot of sports. I mean, I think it might be a little bit later for MLB. I think they just want the 4th of July because of the symbolism of it. But I could definitely foresee baseball sometime in July. Maybe not July 4th. It would be awesome if it could be. Think about this, man. Like, at that point in time, too, you would be getting NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, and baseball. And you're getting, like, pretty much nonstop games until the end of the season for baseball because they got to try to fit as many games in as possible. Oh, and you might have Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving back.
I heard a hypothetical. It's like, wouldn't it be messed up if, like, they both come back and they end up just, like, winning, like, the NBA Finals and the Champions?
Yeah, but no one's going to take
it. No. But I'm just saying. But
you know what I mean?
It's still a possibility that could happen if they both come back. Is it probably going to happen? Probably.
Oh, no, absolutely.
But it's just funny to think about it because next thing you know, it's like, well, they weren't even supposed to be here.
Absolutely.
That's not fair. You know what I mean? It's like now that they're like, sure. If I were LeBron James, I'd be like, you fucking kidding me? It's like,
he's the biggest proponent for nah, man. I'm only I ain't got that many years left. Like, no, we're finishing this motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, yeah. LeBron wants to finish season. I mean, like the Lakers are pretty much. I think in terms of if we're talking NBA, we're talking sports.
Mm-hmm.
The best book ending, or the best way to end this Lakers season, is to end it with a championship, especially with Kobe Bryant dying in February.
Sure.
That would be, that's the way, like, you want to talk about some made for TV, made for whatever, you know, whatever you want to call it. You have, like, this, like, you know, this great season. You get this new talent. LeBron's in the zone, you know. He's becoming that Jordan-like, you know, figure where, you know, he's leading this team. It's not just him, you know, just dominating, even though he does, you know, just dominating the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
He's spreading out the, you know, the responsibilities. And then you have, unfortunately, the Kobe Bryant thing happened and he passes away. And it's, you know, super sad. Like, the only way you end this Lakers season is with a championship, is with a ring.
Yeah, again, you're right. It's a nice bookmark. There's a nice symmetry to it in all that. Like, I mean, I can see it happening. I mean, you can make some arguments for a couple other teams, maybe, but I don't, you know what I mean? Like, at this point in time, man, like, right now, I'm just looking for sports. And the worst thing that could possibly happen is that all these players take off. And I understand that there's only so much stuff you can do. Like, not all of you have home gyms, not all of you have everything else, whatever. But how at the same time, like, could you see LeBron popping a hammy?
So it's, you just know, like some random ass injury that happens now.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's definitely gonna get one. More than one person's gonna get one. There's gonna be random injuries when people start coming back because some of these people weren't proper. You know, weren't able to properly train. I would hope that everybody involved does some level of training. But if everybody's doing what, like, the rest of America's doing, just sitting on the couch, watching Netflix, and, you know, just, like, getting fat and, you know, just being lazy. Who's to say that, you know, NBA players aren't doing it, too? They're like, oh, yeah, no, I worked out already today. It's like,
well, not for nothing. You saw that horse.
I heard about it.
You saw those home gyms.
Yeah, I heard about it. I heard it wasn't that good.
No. What I'm saying, though, is just like none of them have home gyms.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Trae Young went to Dick's Sporting Goods. It was like, hi, I'll give you $10,000 if you bring the worst basketball net over, just so I can say I have my own net. Thanks.
Oh, that's funny. I mean, I hope that that's not the case. I would hope that everybody will come back in, you know, top shape because everybody's had time off.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is there's going to be a couple people that were like, yeah, I didn't think we were going to come back anyway. So I just I just didn't do anything. Like, what do you mean didn't do anything? It's like, yeah, I didn't. This is the first exercise I've done in the last, like, 3 months. They're like, are you kidding me? He's like, no.
It's that Sean Kemp after the lockout where he just came back 40 pounds heavier because he was mowing lawns. Like, were you actually working out? He's like, nah, man, I'm just mowing lawns. Like,
yeah, I mean,
mowing lawn, you know, like 40 pounds heavier.
Everybody's gonna come back looking like, what's his face? On Washington, on the Wizards, John Wall. That John Wall photo when he was right. In Vegas,
mm-hmm.
Like with the right. Disheveled hair, and he looked like, you know, just that bloated face because all he's been doing is drinking and partying all night. It's gonna be a couple of those. It's gonna be a couple of John Wall looking motherfuckers coming to camp.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, coach is gonna be just pissed off because, like, I can't believe, like, you didn't do anything. You know?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. What are you gonna do?
So,
you definitely just be something fun to think about until it actually comes.
I mean, hey, listen, baseball is back to a certain degree. You got the KBO.
Yes.
You got?
Yes. Have you watched any of it?
I watched the first game, and the first game's a rain delay. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. It was right. it was for 10 minutes, though. It wasn't long. But I watched it, yeah. And I didn't watch all of it because, you know, it's still, you know, these games. If anybody wants to watch baseball, live baseball with no crowd, the Korean Baseball Organization, KBO, is on ESPN mm-hmm. at 1 o'clock in the morning. And they have, to my understanding, because, like, different divisions and teams and matchups, the games, like, a lot of them will be at 1, but they're saying some could be at 2. Some could even be at 5 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
you know, depending on the division and the matchup. And
it would, well, I didn't watch much of it because I don't think about it when I wake up in the morning. But I mean, I guess if I flipped around the channels, I can. I usually just turn on the news to see traffic and weather yeah. or whatever. The game today was on at 5:45.
5:45 in the morning? Yeah.
Yeah. Started at 5:45 a.m. So. Of course, there's already betting lines.
Of course,
There's people that I follow on Twitter that are like, "Oh, I handicap KBO now." And I'm like, "Stop it!" I'm like, "No."
I was gonna say, well,
like the best.
No, go ahead.
The best part to me is the mascots. The mascots and the bat flips. Like, it's fun. Like,
I was gonna say, the two dinosaurs, Vic and Tori.
Yeah. You put it together, yeah. It's victory.
It's like, I see what you did.
Like. Mm-hmm. Right, like I get the fact that we're all that desperate for live sports and everything like that. Is as elitist or as whatever or whatever this is going to sound. I want my live sports back. I don't want their live sports. I don't. And I'm from South Korea, legit. That's my home nation. I just don't. I don't know anything about it. I don't know the players. I have no investment into it. It's nice to see something that's not scripted,
right?
But at the same time, too, like, the moment, like, Tiddlywinks comes back on the Ocho, am I going to give one flying fuck about the KBO? Probably not, unfortunately. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, the moment I can see Joey Chestnut eat 10,000 pierogies, I'm going to probably watch that. You know, like...
Right.
And that's the thing that kind of sucks, because, like, I know ESPN, like, they're doing their thing, and they're trying to get stuff back and everything like that, and I appreciate that, and I'll watch it a little bit. Still, there's a part of me that's like, man, like, I want to see my Mets. Like, I'm sure there's, like, for you, I'm like, man, I want to see my Yankees. Yeah. Like, you know, we're, like, right now, we'd be right in the middle of NBA playoffs. Like, man, yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah, I want to watch the Warriors. Like, man, I can't wait till next year in the Warriors. Yeah.
Speaking of which, by the way, there's a nasty rumor going around right now that the Warriors front office has basically, for the past 3 seasons, been planning different ways to get Giannis. Okay. Okay.
I mean, I kept hearing that as a rumor that, you know, they had interest in Antetokounmpo.
But apparently, like, it's gone back for a while. Like, they've done homework and shit on
right, him. Right. He just keeps denying him.
Now, he's never been a free agent.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
He's a free agent after next season.
Interesting.
So, let me pose to you this question. what would you be willing to give up for Giannis? Because obviously you have a salary cap, so there's only so many contracts you can have. I know what my answer is. I know what my answer is 100%.
What would I be willing to give up? All right, let's see. Because I mean, you can't get rid of Steph, and you can't get rid of Clay. I feel like you can't get rid of either one of those.
That's actually that's pretty much.
I feel like you're locked into the two of them. I would say. I mean, at that point, I feel like everybody else is expendable on the team. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Besides that,
that's pretty much that.
Everyone else is expendable on the team. I was like, Draymond Green. You could probably like to get an Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, you
I was gonna say
on,
like
I mean,
you
like,
can
thank you,
you know what I mean I love them I like that whole team you know what I mean even the random ass people that are on there now I'm like I like them but at the same time if you can get somebody like Antetokounmpo on your team no question I'm like yo Kevon Looney kick rocks love you but we gotta make room
Brandon Ingram you can fuck all the way up too
yeah you know what I mean like
see so, yeah. Thank you for what you did for the season.
Just everybody. Everybody can just be like, yo, I'll see you later. Eric Pascal, peace. You know, Robinson III, see you later. Like, just everybody. Just, we go, you know, Willie Cauley-Stein. Yeah, you too. Everybody can go. You know? But, I mean, that'd be interesting if he were to go to the Warriors. Something tells me I can't see him going to the Warriors.
I can't
visually see that he would go to the Warriors. I mean, I feel like if he wants to get to a championship, I feel like he wants to do it in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's how it's gonna be. I feel like it's gonna take by the time he's ready to leave Milwaukee, he could be past his prime, and you know, he might try to do that, you know, that LeBron thing. Maybe then he would do it. But I feel like it wouldn't be for anytime soon. He's still pretty fucking young.
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that. And he's come out and said before that he wants to build a winner there.
Yeah.
And not for nothing, right now, they're the odds on favorite.
Well, yeah, that's that. The NBA Finals could potentially be the Bucks and Lakers.
You really think it would have been Bucks-Lakers, not Bucks-Clippers?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Not for nothing, there's a part of me that says, though, I think next year it might be running through the Clippers next year. I mean, I guess you'd have to see what moves the Lakers make, but that team is just loaded.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
And they've dealt with some weird injuries in terms of like Paul George getting hurt a little bit. Obviously, Kawhi's gonna always be load managed, I guess.
Right. But. Well, yeah, I mean, just like any, just like with any piece of technology, like your iPhone, like you gotta charge it sometime. It's gonna run out of juice.
You know what I mean? Yeah, true.
Just like your iPad. It's like, all right, you know, the iPad's been on for like 3 days. Like, it's in the red. Like, it's about to just shut off. So it's like, let's just plug this back in the charger. They gotta plug them into the charger. That's all. You know what I mean? Like, actually, it's funny because, you know, obviously with, you know, sports being on hold and sport and, you know, like a lot of apparel companies, if you were to get some stuff now would be the time to do it, you know, because stuff's on sale. Stock up on, you know, any type of gear. What I've actually been doing is I've been getting a couple of subtle pieces. Nothing too crazy. Maybe a shirt here, maybe something here. But on that note as well, I've noticed. Remember when I was talking about, I was like, I gotta get the fedora back. I gotta like put it back into the rotation because I feel like it's just like it's a little, you know, like it's a little tight on the head. I realized today that like I was organizing, so you know, like my Jets like baseball cap, my Yankees hat. I put one of them on. I was like, it looks like it shrunk. And I was like, and this is, you know, a note to everybody out there. This is a public service announcement courtesy of at Hair the Blog, at Kevin K. Diddy, at RHS817. If you own baseball caps, fitteds, whatever they are, You gotta wear them a little bit. If you don't wear them, they do start to shrink. I've noticed.
Is that because at some point in time it was stretched out a little bit and just returning back to its normal size?
It's essentially that. There's a couple of factors. It's the fabrics that are made for these, like, you know, fabrics, you know, and the materials that are made for, you know, you get like a New Era fitted or you got like a snapback, and even like my fedora, like, you know, it's the way it's made, but it's also also too, besides that, it's like the weather, you know, like what type of weather it's exposed to. And yeah, just the simple fact that, you know, when you wear it, you know, things stretch and, you know, they fit your head a certain way. And when you stop wearing it, it slowly starts to almost like go back to, you know, not even its original size. Cause when you bought it, you probably bought it and it fit. Mm-hmm. You ever buy like a hat and it fits kind of big, but it's like, oh, I'll break it in. And then somehow it starts to slowly like fit your head perfectly.
I guess. I haven't really worn a hat consistently in probably like 15 years.
See, me, I used to always like wear, I used to have a collection of fucking fitted hats. So now I only have like a couple pieces. But I noticed that. So I'm actually right now wearing my Jets hat because I was like, no, I'm not going to. I'm not letting this happen. I'm not going to lose you. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lose you. I'm not losing my Jets hat, my Yankee hat, my Golden State hat. I'm like, no, I'm not losing you guys. So I'm wearing my Jets hat as we speak.
Do you find it weird to be buying gear, like, right now, just considering you're not out and doing much of anything?
Well,
you know what I mean?
It's like, not so much that I'm buying, like, a surplus of it. It's just kind of like, you know, you're going through the phone, you see things, you see stuff online. It's like, oh, that's cool. Like, I kind of like that. And you're like, how much is it?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, I'll get it. And usually, you know, there's usually a code, a promo code, something to, you know, get it on sale. So
what the whistle?
Yeah, just a little something. Just because at the end of the day, doesn't the economy want this? It's like they need people to spend money. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, that's
true. I mean,
true.
Like, listen, you know, I'm not buying, you know, $1,000 tracksuits here. You know, I'm buying like like a t-shirt with my favorite team on it every once in a while.
I have a follow-up question. $1,000 tracksuits?
They exist.
Why?
Let me tell you something. If you're buying a $1,000 tracksuit, you will not be doing any level of exercise in it. You're just kidding. You're getting it to stunt. You're just stunting on people.
So if you have the opportunity to stunt, you stunt.
Correct.
With a $1,000 tracksuit.
Yeah. $1,000 tracksuits, bro. With the you know, with that Gucci print or like Balenciaga or, you know, another high-end fashion house.
We can add that, by the way, and I don't know if you still have the running list, if not, I'll have to look. We can add that to the list of things that I'll never wear.
Like a tracksuit?
No, like a Balenciaga print or like a Gucci print track. Like, I would look silly.
You know what's funny? I don't think you would.
Yeah, I do.
I think, you know what? You got the beard and everything too?
Because I haven't bought shit since this happened. I've just sat here and like, because the way I thought about it was like, all right, this is maybe like just like divine intervention's way of saying like, you know what? You're working. Be so thankful for the fact that you're working. All your bills are up. All your credit cards are paid. Like, you have no and I don't want to make it sound that way because I do understand how absolutely lucky I am. So, like, I've just been banking cash.
Nice.
Every now and again, yeah, not for nothing, yes. Every now and again, will I put some money on Bob Baffert's horse to the Arkansas Derby? Sure. And did I lose $2 because his prices keep getting watered down, even though it's known he gives his horses steroids? Yes. Fine. Whatever. You know what I mean? Like, did I buy myself like the cheapest iPad available for Instagram Live? Yeah, and I pretty much use it for Instagram Live, and every now and again for like little
other things.
I still just use my phone because I'm used to it. Maybe I need $1,000 tracksuit. Maybe that's what this is telling me. Maybe we had this podcast on this day in this mindset to just be like, you know what? Like, I need Balenciaga in my life. I don't even know what Balenciaga I don't think is, but I think I might need that now. I think I might need a Louis tracksuit.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you this. First off, before you get the $1,000 Louis tracksuit, You got to start small. You got to do you got to baby step. You can't just go get $1,000 tracksuit. You got to work up to it. You know.
So I need,
you need to get just like
a windbreaker.
You need to just get like just start off with like, you know, maybe like a Nike one, just like a Nike tracksuit or an Adidas, and just see, just get used to it. Get used to the feel. Get used to
here's the thing though. If we're doing that, then I'm going back old school. I'm getting Fila.
You can get a Fila too. That's fine. Start.
Just get an all black and red.
You gotta start small. You gotta start small.
Okay.
You gotta work your way up to it. It's like when you go to the gym. You know what I mean? Like, I know there are those people that put the heavy weight on first and walk back and work backwards. But I mean, generally, you know, if you've never done this before, you want to start with the lightweight first, right? And then you build it up. You know, you get stronger, you know, the muscle fibers come back tougher and everything like that. It's the same thing you do with this. Same thing you do with swag and stuff like that, you know? Because then when you get to that point, it's not going to look, I mean, it's going to still have that like, oh, wow, look at that. But it's going to be, it'd be too much of a culture shock. I'm not saying it's not going to be the level of wearing a white hood in a supermarket, but it's going to be like, whoa, you see this guy over here? You know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you gotta start. You gotta work your way up.
So I have to level up my spot.
You have to level it up, just like with everything else in life, just like with Pokemon. You know, you start off as a Squirtle, and then you know you work yourself up to you know like a Blastoise. You know what I'm saying? Like you start off as a Charmander, and then you know you go Charmeleon, and then Charizard. You don't just start off as a Charizard. You gotta, you know, same thing with Swag.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Yeah. And if you have any, I mean, I don't know, you don't really wear hats like that, but I was gonna say, yeah, if you have like, because I know, I think you have like a Mets hat, right? Like a New York Mets hat. Thank you.
I have a Mets hat.
I was like, just throw it on, just see how it feels. Just see how it feels. See if it feels, you know, a little tight around the edges or whatever like that. And then maybe wear it for like a two or three minutes and take one. You know?
It's like breaking
it. You gotta re-break it in. I was like, my head didn't get any bigger. You know, although, you know, on the contrary, some may think that. You know, but... But you know, just you gotta you know make sure you know break your clothes back.
Yeah, no, like
all right. break your clothes back in. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I wear the same clothes.
I mean, I do too. Like, when it comes to if I got work and stuff like that, like I'll just wear like the same outfit.
Oh yeah, and because I'm not going anywhere now, like I come back to the house, it's just a lap.
Yeah.
Mesh, you know what I mean? Like just mesh.
Oh yeah, no, like oversized t-shirt, whatever. Oversized else. T-shirt and basketball shorts.
Yep.
That is the move. You know, just oversized t-shirt, preferably with some you know form of alcohol on it, whether it be Miller Lite, Coors Light, Corona. You know.
Yep.
Yingling, throw that on. Basketball shorts, good to go. Yeah, absolutely. To Trader Joe's, stocked up.
Yep.
We talked about there being a potential White Claw shortage. Well, I'll tell you where there's not a White Claw shortage. Yep. Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I got the. Not only did I get White Claw, but I got the White Claw that's like hot in the streets right now. I couldn't find this anywhere else, and I find it at Trader Joe's.
What is the White Claw that's hot in the street right now?
The variety pack with watermelon, lemon, tangerine, and mango.
Now, is it like the Starburst where just like everyone hates lemon?
The lemon one I tried first because I wanted to... It's like I want to try the worst, you know, quote-unquote worst one first. Mm-hmm. And then... go for something, you know, one of the better tasting ones. Now,
and how was the
lemon? Lemon was good. It was refreshing. the lemon White Claw was very good. It was tasty. It was refreshing. I took a picture of it and posted it on social media.
Okay.
The lemon one was good. I haven't tried the watermelon one yet. I think that will be the one I'll try next. And and then I'll try the tangerine. And the mango, I already know what it tastes like.
Right.
But yeah, on top of a successful Trader Joe's run, they'd be telling me I can get the hottest White Claw that's out right now. I'm like, done and done.
Oh, nothing. You just hit a parlay. Walk off.
Yeah.
Or just, don't leave your house.
Yeah.
Whatever the quarantine equivalent is of,
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I was like, done. And stocked up, and I was like, Trader Joe's, I'll see you in like 2 months.
Yep.
Because I ain't coming back here. Not until everything calms down a little bit,
No, yeah, I feel you.
Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Personally, I'm always a fan of putting a little splash of vodka in my. I feel like the best way to have White Claw over ice, splash of vodka.
Okay.
Just say it. Just throwing it out there.
So it's like a double spiked Tito's Club.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gives it a little extra little nudge.
Just a little something.
A little something.
Okay.
Well, how you doing?
Sure.
Wrapping things up here, because I feel like we covered a lot of the bases that we normally talk about. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll just end it on this fucking Earl Thomas story that I just was like reading about. That's that, like, how, like, I don't even know, like, where do you start with
thoughts and prayers? Apparently, I guess that's what he's asking for.
I mean,
he does not respect social distancing. He obviously was not at your little Cinco de Mayo fiesta, if you will, because he would have fucked that all up for social distancing.
I mean, obviously, like the story, Earl Thomas, Seahawks.
No, Ravens.
Ravens, yeah, he's on the Ravens.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not anymore, but
after. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, if they fucking kept Ray Lewis.
this is true. If anything, he was almost killed, not the other way around.
Yeah, So I mean, I feel like that's I feel like he'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
First off, the lesson that we have to learn about Earl Thomas is that okay? One,
there's a couple lessons.
Well, yeah, there's a couple lessons. One, like, mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that you want to know what Earl Thomas's brother and all was doing? These are the Uchiwali lyrics come to life. These are the Uchiwali lyrics that are happening in real life. This is like art imitating life.
Go on.
Cause him and his brother mess around with some young ladies at a disclosed location, undisclosed location.
Oh no, it got disclosed pretty quick.
Well, thank you, Snapchat, here's the thing, because his wife, is that his wife? The one that he pretty much got pistoled by? That's his wife, right? Like, that's not like his girlfriend.
Yeah, that's another lesson too, by the way. Yeah, always check the chamber.
His wife was, they got into an argument earlier in that day because she was like, I got a problem with your drinking. Paraphrasing what I've read and everything I heard.
Today. Sure.
And I was like, of course he has a drinking problem. Everybody does right now. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, we're in the middle of a pandemic, Nina. Everybody has a drinking problem. You like to go on social media so much? Go on your girlfriend's fucking Snapchat. See what she's doing at fucking 9 o'clock in the morning. That's just called fucking mimosas. That's just called quarantinis. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You're getting it in early as hell because you ain't got nothing else to do. You just got to wait it out. And in the meantime, have a fucking cocktail.
Right.
So she's doing, you know what I mean? Like, so she's, so that's going on. So he's like, I'm out. Goes, hangs out with his brother, and they get some ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And they go do the thing, undisclosed location. But the problem is, they kept posting stuff about it on social media.
Snapchat. Yep.
And Nina tracked him down, her and some girlfriends, and a 9mm without a clip in it. Like,
right, so okay. I was going to say.
But she was unaware that, you know, the clip, always, you know, there's one in the chamber.
Always check the chamber.
Yeah. So she could have killed him, like, for real. Like, trying to, you know, scare tactic. I can't believe blah, 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 this and the other thing.
She also apparently had a knife.
She came with like two or three girls, and I think one of the girlfriends had a knife.
Oh,
but they came armed.
Correct.
They got arrested. They got charged. He didn't get charged with anything, because I guess technically in this scenario he's the victim, which is, I mean, it's like really,
but it's kind of funny. Like, yeah, but yeah.
So first off, yeah, a couple lessons. Like, yeah, number one, you know. Yeah, always check if you're one of these people who, I mean, I feel like anybody that has a gun would already know this, you know, check the chamber.
Always.
She could have potentially killed him, like, for real.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Two, if you're posting stuff on Snapchat, it's called ghost mode.
Yep.
Ghost mode.
Yep.
It's real easy.
It's a setting. It's real easy.
It's like two buttons. It's like two clicks. And guess what? Can't track you down. Now, I understand that women are naturally like born detectives. So she probably could have seen the video and be like, I know that furniture. I'm going over. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Could have very well been the scenario too. Mm-hmm. But at least you have a better odds if you put it on ghost mode.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's just... And you know what's funny? It's like, well, did you put it on a ghost mode? He's like, he probably forgot because, you know, when you're in the middle of, like, you know, hot and heavy, you know, your brain is just, like, it's just gone. You're checked out because all you're focusing
You're not thinking about location services.
No, not at all. Right. You know, you're thinking about butt cheeks. So...
Sure, yeah.
So you got that going on. I mean, the fact that him and his brother were, like, That's a little much for me.
Where it's not like, for nothing, dude.
It sounded like an orgy.
Yeah, for all intents and purposes, sure.
For the explanation, everything that I heard and read, it sounded like an orgy. You know, and I'm like, that's one line I will not cross.
No,
that's one line I will not cross. Call me old fashioned. But that is one line I would not cross.
We have been on vacation together for 15 years, 17 years, whatever it is. And typically, we almost always share a room, unless we have significant others with us or something like that. We've never, I was going to say, I don't think we've ever crossed that path.
No. Never crossed that path. We've never crossed streams.
No.
Yeah. None of that. I mean,
nothing in the way of a devil's three-way or any of that.
Bobby, you my man.
Yeah,
your best friend.
Sure.
Me and you will never Eiffel Tower. Okay.
There will never be a devil's three-way. All of the same platitudes and all of the same nice things that you just said about me, I will say the exact same about you, and I will absolutely reiterate 1,000%. Yeah, that's just not one of them things. It's not. I don't know. It's not one of the things I'm into. Like, I know people who are like, "Oh man, this is great." I'm like, no, I'm good on my own. I'm good with just a one-on-one connection. Not, you know.
I mean,
per se, like
now in you know, if we're throwing out hypotheticals out there,
sure.
Now if it's two girls and just me.
Different story. Oh yeah, I'll ride that trike all day. In theory,
hypothetical. Yes. That's all I'm saying.
This podcast getting in trouble. You're like, I heard you wanted to ride tricycles. Like, oh, here we go.
Yeah, I know, right? It's just like that's you take it out of context. Right. You took it out of context. It's like, well, what did you say? It's like, all right, look, I'm gonna tell it to you, but it still sounds bad.
Right. It's like, look, me and Kevin decided we would never have sex with the same woman at the same time. You know, I don't even care anymore. Just hang out with your stupid friends. I'm like, but I just said we didn't want to do that.
Yeah, I said no. I was like, I said no.
Right? Why am I in trouble for this?
Like, it's like you knew what you were getting yourself into.
It's just, I don't know. That's just, it's just never really been something that I've needed to, that's not an itch I needed to scratch, if you will.
Right.
So, granted, like, I guess you could look at us as brothers outside of any biological sense, but I'm like, yeah, nothing in the same bed doing it, it's a lot.
That's where.
Like, you're in an Airbnb. Chances are there's multiple rooms in that Airbnb.
At least a fold out in the, you know, fold out couch.
Something, right? That, right? Yeah. Well, table.
I mean,
chairs,
not for nothing. If you're an NFL, you know, player.
Chances
like
are
pro,
you're getting the whole house for an Airbnb.
You're probably getting a dopey Airbnb with multiple rooms, multiple beds.
Sure.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, because that's nothing too. Like, at the end of the day, like, once this is all done with, are you gonna be like, hey, all right, guys, everyone go to sleep now. All right, it was like seven of you, like you and like four just random hoes, like sleeping in a bed with your brother, like.
No, that shit. You know what that shit is? That shit is called, in this time and age, it's gonna be my dumbass doing a DoorDash for him, being like, leave it on the porch. You're like,
yeah, okay. Right. I have your Chipotle here. Like, nope, contactless. You're like, yeah, you and your brother should have thought about the same thing.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, you can come in. Just put it outside the door there. I'm like, excuse me.
And not for nothing, by the way. Like, who are these ladies that are really down to ride or die? Like, if I said to you, hey, we need to go do something, you'd probably go, no questions asked. But if I said to you, okay, bring knives, you're probably gonna be like, all right, now I have questions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, well, I mean, yeah, but that, you know, that's the girls. That's her crew. She's like, yo, I'm fucking kill this guy. Like, why? Because he's messing around with, like, these girls, this and the other. And, you know, he pissed me off. So, yeah. So, we're gonna go fuck shit up. Oh, no. There's definitely, you know, 9mm handgun, you know, Beretta, you know, right, knives. Probably, mm-hmm, you know, bring some Vaseline. Put it on your face.
Oh,
earrings,
yeah,
are coming off.
They're already,
you know,
off.
I mean?
They got off.
The hair's coming off.
Sure.
We're
nails
going.
Nails are in your pocket. Like,
yeah, the nails are coming off. Well, I mean, not for nothing. You shouldn't be getting your nails done right now anyway.
Correct.
Places ain't even open.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's gonna be just, all that. Whew. It's gonna be all
that. That's just a lot of effort to break up a cheating scandal, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I guess it's good to have supportive friends from a somewhat purer perspective.
And you know what the ironic thing about all this is that, you know, like, yeah, like, I guess she has a restraining order on him now and this, that, and the other thing. They'll be back together.
Sure.
Sure. You know what I mean? You're the most horrific thing ever. It's like, so whatever happened with that? Like, oh yeah, we're back together. Went to couples counseling and, you know, we're all good now. I'm like, all right, well, I guess that's good.
Did you see his Instagram when he posted his, like, apology?
Well, I know he was like, you know, I want people to, you know, pray for us and this, that, and the other. But that was pretty much the only thing I heard from him.
Yeah, it was like, you know, like, so I got a heads up from my agent that I'm going to be on TMZ. So, like, basically the whole thing came out was, to start, it was like, well, I'm kind of sorry I got caught. Then I'm sorry this kind of came out. But thoughts and prayers for me and my wife. Like, wait, what? So, I don't know. But, okay.
Yeah.
And you're right. No, nothing will come of this. Like, I'm assuming more likely than not, whatever charges will probably get dropped or reduced in some manner. I mean, unless you're actually going to really go at attempted murder. But, is it? I mean, not probably.
No.
In fairness, I mean, she went there with the intent to not shoot him. She didn't bring a clip, but, you know, I guess at the same time, the gun was unsafetied, so it was live in that sense.
Well, the charge that she got wasn't murder. I think it was just aggravated assault.
Oh, that'll be dropped. Stop. That'll be dropped. That'll be fine.
Yeah, like it wasn't like an attempted murder charge that she got pinned for. It was like a bunch of stuff, and I think like the one was like aggravated assault.
Yeah,
with intention to like harm or some shit like that.
Sure.
However way they worded it.
Yeah, that'll go bye bye.
Yeah. And then everything will be back to normal.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be fine. Turn your location service on.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, now you do that. You, mm-hmm, and if you don't know how to do it, it's called YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's called, how do I turn my location service off? How do I put my phone Ghost Mode on Snapchat. Like, there's a YouTube video for virtually everything. Go on YouTube and look it up.
Well, like, not
so this doesn't happen
but
again.
But here's the thing, man. Like, not.
Or you get a burner phone. I don't know. Tiger, like, you got it. Like,
Tiger Woods walked so you could run, and this is how you repay his ass. Stop.
Tiger Woods had the most, I guess, intricate system of just infidelity I've ever seen in my life.
Yep. And you know what fucked it up? Snapchat.
Yeah.
Someone screenshotted shit that. Well, do better. If you're like not condoning this or anything like that, but knowing the life of a professional athlete and the fact that probably this happens more often than not, just do better.
Well, I mean, there's also a part of me, too, that thinks that when, you know, you got, like, you know, every time you got, like, you know, a husband and wife, I almost, like, think of, like, The Sopranos, where it's just, like, when you're in a certain level of power, you can have your little side piece. Like, it's almost like, not that it's condoned, but it's almost like, all right, well, you know, this is the life I chose. Like, I get it. Like, I'm his wife, but... He's gonna have the guma on the side.
Of course, it's
the side piece, mistress.
It's two pieces. From everything I've ever read in terms of like high profile people or athletes or anything like that. One, keep me in the lifestyle that I've been accustomed. Two, do not publicly embarrass me. Other than that, we're gonna understand that there's an understanding that certain things are not gonna be said.
Right.
As crazy as that is, but I don't know, I guess in certain aspects, like, who the hell am I to judge what people do? And that says, you're not hurting me. You're not hurting you. Yeah, no, you know what I mean? So, I guess, but... So...
Yeah, I don't know.
We saved this for the Instagram Live, but right now, I'm watching the NFL schedule came out.
Yeah, I saw that, and I know the Jets are playing the Bills in Buffalo week one.
Yep, makes sense, considering we're going to... Probably keep some of those more high traffic areas, some of those more hot spot areas, try to hopefully keep that somewhat down the road. But obviously, we can get into that during Instagram Live. We can spend another hour doing that.
Yeah, I know, right? Pretty much. I mean, that's also, I think subconsciously, that was the other reason I was worried about Jets hat today. Because I think,
that's it.
I was like, oh yeah, the schedule's coming out today. It was like, let me put my Jets hat on. I was like, why is my Jets hat
spinning? You're not gonna have football? Why is my head big? What the fuck's going on right now?
Yeah, I was just like, wait a minute, what is this? Right. I don't like this. I was like, you're getting stretched out, buddy.
We got time.
Yeah, I was like, we're breaking you back in. Next one is, I'm looking at the Yankee hat like, you're next. Right. You know? Just, what are you going to do?
Carry the Yankee hat around while you're wearing the Jet hat. Like, look at what I'm doing to this hat. You're next.
Yeah. I mean, there's a little part of me that says, dare I say, put the Yankees hat on and then the Jets hat on.
Oh, like hat on hat?
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere. You ain't got shit else to do for the right now.
This is true.
Wild the fuck out.
Just get them all ready.
Get them all primed up. Like, you're next. Oh, no. You're coming with me. Oh, come on.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's roll up on.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's do it. 88 minutes. Anchor, don't fail me now.
Crossing fingers.
Well, thank you guys for listening. It's Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy.
Bobby at R. Hansen 817.
At Hair of the Blog presents the Rabbit Hole Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. IG Live on Saturday.